This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
So, did you miss me even a tiny bit?
I was just about to say, back in the capital. Honestly, of course we miss you.
Oh,
but like, not for
I
the
reason. You were going to be like, nah.
Not for the reasons you think, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously you're great and all, we love you, but oh my God, there's be so much work when one of us is off. Like, it's a nightmare.
I know.
I hate it.
I know.
And Ashley is going to Mexico for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're on our own again.
We're screwed.
We're not screwed.
I hate it.
Fine.
It's awful.
Fine.
But yeah.
Well, did you miss me because I'm sound?
Of course.
Anyway?
Of course.
But I actually missed you too. Yesterday I was doing the show from a studio in Waterford and I had really bad FOMO because, you know, we were chatting and stuff across the show and I was like, I wonder what they're talking about. Oh, I wonder what TikTok Dave, Sean, Aisling now. Oh, I wonder what they're putting up on the screen for everyone to look at.
Yeah, yeah. It was really weird without you there. Do you know, I got a phone call the day before we did the studio. So before you did the show from Waterford.
Right.
I got a call from the tech guy.
Okay.
Gav. Gav rings me and he says, Dave, Emma's doing the show from Waterford on Thursday. And I said, yeah. And he said, listen, there's a problem with the desk. And he said, if you're in record mode, even if the mics aren't up, she can hear you.
Oh.
So be very careful. And I was like, Gav, do you think we'd bitch about Emma? He was like, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, just be very careful. Stuff like this has happened in the past. And I was like, okay. So we had to be very hyper aware that you could hear everything if we were in record mode, even if the mics weren't up.
Sorry, that's so funny. Why
isn't
would
that
you even, like, alert someone to that?
I think it's probably
would
just...
you normally cut the back off me when I leave the room?
Never. But I think, I'd imagine it would be more of just like, if other radio shows don't get along as well
I
as
know,
we do.
I know,
Do you know what I mean? And they might be bitching about them.
Yeah.
And I thought that was actually really nice
no,
of Gav.
You know what? You have to be clear on those things all the time because it is.
But Gav doesn't even know us. But I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, but you could be like having a private conversation about anything.
Exactly.
Because no one else's business. 100%.
Yeah. So. But this is the other thing is that they were worried that, you know, maybe people down in that studio would be able to hear us talking even after you'd left.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean? As well. That was
okay.
One thing.
So it was like just speak nicely of everything.
Of everything and everyone. Yeah.
Rainbows and sunshine and lambs dancing around.
And we love everyone.
Happy, 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 happy.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Morning.
What's going on?
Friday.
Oh, thank God. I forgot about that. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
I feel like it was kind of a quick week.
Yeah.
Well, Dave and I held down the fort for 3 days by ourselves. Then we had a weird situation yesterday where Emma was in Waterford.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is almost like Monday because it's the first day we've actually
it's
all
very
been
odd.
In the room.
It does feel strange.
Yeah.
Especially like, not, okay, I know you guys had a funny week, but like, especially for me.
Yeah.
Long time no
time
see. How's the family?
Yeah, yeah. Then you're off again.
And then that's it for the weekend. Yeah. I got up this morning at 3:45 a.m.
What?
The reason for that was, as you know, yesterday I was in Waterford.
Yeah.
And when I got back to my granny's yesterday evening, I just couldn't leave.
No way!
So I just said, do you know what? I'll stay here tonight. She said, you're mad. And I said, no, it's fine.
Your granny, all your granny said was, you're mad.
And she just was like, are you mad? Go back up now. You'll be up so early. And I said, no, I'm going to stay. Her heating was on. It was so cozy.
I actually think that was probably a good idea.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Do you think? Getting up at 3:45.
Nice. And I told you before, my granny doesn't sleep very well, so she'd be up anyway.
Yeah.
It's not like I'd be waking her or bothering her.
I'll go.
I came down the stairs. I was like, look, it'll probably be really quick. Probably won't see much in the morning. I'll just get up and go. She woke me 10 minutes early to say, there's a boiled egg and toast downstairs. So I've had my breakfast 3 hours ago.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Hence why there's croissants on all of your desks.
Yes, thank you for them.
From some service station on the M9 this morning.
You will be in bed by 6 p.m. today.
I was just thinking, yeah, no babe. Six? One.
One, yeah. Fair.
Oh my God, will you stay in Waterford more often? This is amazing.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. A-list celebrities need to be stopped.
Mm-hmm. Do they know?
That's what my theory is, because I'm sure we've all seen the TikTok by now of Dua Lipa and her weird Diet Coke. It's very odd, and I'm not sure why she did it, because it's not as if she needs the attention. There's no way she actually likes it.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, I will explain it to you. I'm reading an article about said Coke that she did, and in the article it says, move over, Tom Hanks. Dua Lipa is the latest celeb to create their own Diet Coke concoction, but hers hasn't been well received. And I was like, what's Tom Hanks doing with Diet Coke?
Oh, wow.
Why can't we just leave Diet Coke alone?
Yeah.
Just drink it normally.
Yeah.
It's quite nice. Do you know what I mean? It's fine. Why are A-list celebrities messing with it? just drink the thing.
Because no, normal people are really messing with it. Yeah, everybody else just drinks it.
No one has the time to mess with it. You pop the can open and you drink it. But I'll tell you about Tom's first. He doesn't drink much. So he was on some talk show. He was celebrating the season launch of some TV show or some movie or something that he was doing. So he decided to have a drink and he decided to put some a bottle of bubbles into his Diet Coke. Which tastes, I'd say, imagine, disgusting.
Right.
And he said,
a lot of bubbles.
Yeah, he said, yeah, it would be a lot of bubbles. Mm. He said it tasted nice. Anyway, but Dua Lipa's experiment is much, much worse, right? Her concoction is jalapeno juice.
No.
Pickle juice.
No.
Pickles.
Oh.
And jalapenos.
No.
To soak in the Diet Coke, right? There was a video of Gordon Ramsay trying it and he spat it right back out. Now, to be fair, I think that's because he didn't stir it. So what I've done is I've got a jug here.
No. Oh,
I've got a spoon to stir.
I hate this show.
Got some pickles that we're going to pop open here. I've never actually had a pickle. I'm just going to pour a little bit of So there's a little bit of pickle juice gone into that, right? We're going to add one or two pickles in as well. I will add three
I just told you 10 minutes ago that I brought you all lovely pastries this morning.
You know what? I'm bringing you a lovely cocktail.
Guys, I don't even really like Coke.
Okay, so we're going to pour a little bit of jalapeno juice in there. Maybe one, two, three jalapenos, yeah? Is that enough for you? And don't forget, we need the main ingredient, which is a can of Coke. A can of Diet Coke.
This is ridiculous because if one of us was bringing this to you, Dave, you'd be like retching.
Yeah.
Screaming. You'd be tearing your hair out.
But do you know the way...
But
like,
you're so satisfied and evil.
Do you know... I'm getting a... Oh, there's a lovely smell. I think it's the jalapenos.
Mm.
So I'm going to stir this around. I'll add a little bit more Coke just for your own.
Ew, the Coke's so foamy the way you poured it in.
If that's your only issue with how this drink tastes, there's too much foam, I think we're off to a great start.
The colour of the Coke has kind of been, it looks kind of fermented and kind of browny.
It does,
green.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the juice from the pickle juice and the jalapeno juice is kind of adding to the foam, I'd imagine. But, ho-hum. Drinks up. Right, so I'm going to pour these. I've also got you a little ice cube in there just to keep it cool, you know. I think, Emma, you just got a jalapeno. Ash, I think you just got a jalapeno. Oh,
you were an evil child, I'd say, weren't you?
And I've got a jalapeno and a pickle. Lovely.
Dave, how are you not scared that you're doing this yourself too?
I'll tell you the
reason. This is crazy.
Why.
Like, he's going to start to sweat and cry, but not. He's going to somehow not say anything.
See, the reason for this is, I think, so, like, I remember my mum used to be a surgeon, right? And I'd be like, how do you, like, deal with blood? And she's like, you just have to get into it. So I feel like I'm doing surgery right now, where I'm like, you just have to get into it. Don't even think about it. So, Emma, bottoms up. Ashling, bottoms up.
Right.
And cheers, sláinte, everybody.
Ew, the pickle's like rolling around.
Oh. Are we go? Are we ready?
Disgusting.
The smells.
Here we go.
Yuck! It's like a McDonald's burger.
Oh my God.
It's like
a hamburger from Diet Coke. It's like a hamburger from McDonald's with Diet Coke.
Oh my God. Thank God for that croissant.
That's just disgusting.
It's honestly like somebody got a Diet Coke from McDonald's. Spun a hamburger with gherkins.
It's the gherkins, man. Oh, that good.
Absolutely.
There's not a chance she drinks that just happily.
She's I want to go on holidays again.
I'm not playing her anymore. In this. Spins fully charged. Recharged. Did anybody see the Aurora Borealis last night?
No, I did on everyone's stories.
Yeah, same here.
Like, I was staying at my granny's house and I walked down the garden to have a look and I was so sad. I was like, this is my one chance. It was everywhere. And like, it seemed local.
And I didn't see it the last time either.
It was in Dublin. It was everywhere.
And my mate went out to Hoth to see it and then turned out he could have just viewed it in Beaumont.
Oh, really? Because it was there too.
Yeah, it was just there.
That's funny. I found out about it via a community Facebook group for people living in the town that I went to school in. Okay. Oh, yeah. The last time I talked about this group on air, Dave named the place after me telling him not to.
I completely doxed her.
And a screen recording of the whole conversation ended up on the Facebook group page afterwards. So that is why I'm not going to mention the name of the place because I'm scared.
You put it on our sheet. I feel like if I say it, that's not my fault.
So last night, people were flat out posting about the Northern Lights on this group page. So I said, I'll have a scroll back and I'll see how the town's getting on these days and see what people have been sharing on this page of late. It's a good laugh. Now, okay. It's like a community WhatsApp group, but like there's all sorts because it's Facebook too. So it's, you know, a bit of a certain kind of clientele to be posting. So the first thing I see when I scroll back is a video from a guy that I went to school with. And in the video, he's got like some chips from the chipper and like a roll, because you can get like rolls in the chipper, you know? And he's like,
rolls
not,
like a bread roll?
Yeah, like you could get like a chip butty in a roll
interesting.
From the chipper, yeah. And he's like knocking his knuckles on the chipper roll. And the caption says, "Chipper's dishing out brick sandwiches today." And the video sounds like this.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Oh! You sound like a hard roll.
Yeah, so I thought, that's a good start. I'll keep scrolling. Another post was kind of a sad post.
Oh.
Said, "Unfortunately, I was driving past the church this evening and saw a deceased cat on the road. I moved it onto the grass verge. Ooh. I hope its owners see this post." This post came with a photograph of the deceased cat.
No. Oh my God, no.
Which I felt was unnecessary.
That's so unnecessary.
It is. There's a bit of beef going on in the group because of the amount of ads people are posting for their businesses. So a moderator has had to step in. They said, "Hi guys, once again, I would like to remind you that I accept ads only on weekends from Friday to Sunday. Today in 3 hours, I had 45 posts to accept. Only three were about life in our area. Unfortunately, people who will notoriously break the rules will be removed from this site.
Oh!
I ask for your understanding. Have a lovely evening." Can they remove people from all of Facebook?
Yeah.
It's incredible. There's people giving away random stuff. Like somebody goes, "Massive box with tons of bubble wrap available. Too much to throw out." And then a picture of just a cardboard box with loads of bubble
wrap.
What
does that mean, too much to throw out?
It's just like,
try. Yeah. I'm sure you'll be
sure
able
enough,
to.
Someone was like, "I'll take it."
Yeah, of course. Someone's moving house or something and it's perfect.
Yeah, another person. "Anyone looking for scrap, alloy and bits of metal? I've a few bits here." Someone said, "I'll take that."
I feel like I should be in this group because no matter what they offer, I'm like, "I'll take one." I'll take it.
It's like a public dumping ground.
I love free stuff.
Plus loads of bubble wrap that's too big to throw out equals happiness.
The best. Wallpaper in my house would be bubble wrap.
You just keep bashing up. And then the kind of funniest post that I saw was on the subject of dog poo. And it was an anonymous poster that said, "Please to the woman that let her dog out to poop on my green area, clean up your dog dirt. I asked you this morning and it's still there in the afternoon. You let that dog out to poo where kids play and run and walk. Many times I've cleared dog dirt off prams and shoes. I told you this morning, your dog pooed and you act surprised and you still left it there.
Oh my God.
I called in at your house this afternoon after school and you didn't answer. So I let your neighbour know. I'm sure those boys play there too. It's not too much to ask you just to clean up after the dog." And the comments were enraged.
God. Surely on her side.
"Pick it up and drop it on her letter, on her doorstep." "Has this woman got a letterbox?" Winky face.
Yeah.
"If you know who she is, ring the council and grass her up. She'll be paying a nice fine to teach her a lovely lesson. Won't do it again when you have to pay for it. Put the address up. That's disgusting."
Oh my God.
And then the last one, quite threatening. "Same thing happened in Parkview yesterday. I had to clean the path today. Shame on you. We are watching you. Beware."
Dear God. This place is terrifying.
They don't play.
But also, I am changing my location to that town and trying to join that Facebook
don't
group.
Don't name it.
Do you know how close I was to naming the feckin' town?
No. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Anyone see Marty Guilfoyle's story last night? He was at Becky Hill in the Tory Arena.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, and Lucy from our entertainment team went down to the Tory Arena to catch up with Becky Hill before the gig, right?
She did.
So here's what she had to say about what to expect about her gigs.
If you're not at this show, you're missing out. thank you to everybody that's coming down and thank you for all the support over the years.
She sounds lovely. She sounds like a really, really nice person. Mm-hmm. But a little bit hoarse, almost.
That's the way she sounds.
Yeah, but I wouldn't expect that. Like, someone that hoarse to belt out those tunes that she does.
No offense to her, but she sounds like a smoker.
She does a little bit, doesn't she?
But it's good. Like, it's like raspy.
Yeah, it is raspy. But I've another clip for you, right? What did Lucy ask Becky to get this answer?
Luscious, long, green locks up for the crack.
What do you think?
Luscious, long, green locks up for the crack.
She asked her to describe her perfect Irish man.
Okay, interesting, Emma.
Luscious, long, green locks up for the crack. She asked her
For the title of her next album.
Interesting. apparently what she was asked was to write Ireland a Tinder bio. What would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
So that was the answer.
Get that again.
Luscious, long, green locks. Up for the crack.
I love that. Very good. I think that's kind of cool.
She kind of smashed that, in fairness.
A bit creative as well.
Question too, Lucy.
It is, Lucy. Well done.
Steal that.
A lot of steaks this morning on the show, isn't there?
Oh, I'd love a steak.
So would I. No, what I mean is the stakes are high because €1,000 was on the line this morning, all because we've teamed up with Cheez It for a cheese hit. Have a Cheez It.
You know what? I'll stay off the steak. I'll have Cheez It.
I'll have a Cheez It.
Yeah, a bit of pepper sauce.
Everyone's favourite steak alternative.
Cheez It, yeah. With every bite, you experience the tasty hit of cheesy satisfaction baked with 100% real cheese.
Yeah, we have one more box of Cheez-Its to give away. That's a guarantee. But we also have that €1,000. So we have Chilla at the top of the leaderboard. She's currently in the running for the €1,000. But she could be beaten.
She could indeed. Yeah, Chilla, what's the crack? How are you?
Brad, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, it is freezing. You're right.
So cold this morning. 1 degree it was earlier on. Non-ideal.
So Chilla, you are at the top of our leaderboard for this Cheez-It challenge, okay? Yesterday, you said the word Cheez-It for 26.1 seconds.
Genie, man.
However, one man stands between you and €1,000, and you painfully are going to have to sit and listen and wait and see if he can beat your 26.1.
Okay. Okay, so you hang on the line there, okay? Chilla, we're going to talk this morning to Kev. How are you?
Morning, Kev.
No pressure.
How's things?
Really good. How are you today? What are you up to?
Just heading into work.
What do you do?
I'm up in the ESB in Finglas.
Oh, very good.
Kev, how are your lungs?
I'm after being away in a week in Portugal golfing, so they might be too great.
I know those golfing trips need to be heavy.
Kev, is that a draw to accent by any chance?
It is indeed, yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from the town itself.
The town itself.
Oh, well, sorry, Chilla. Dave's rooting for Kev.
The near side or the far side? All right, well, yeah.
Far side all day.
I'll be going for Kev, so unfortunately, Chilla. Right, so this is all with Cheez-Its. We got a box of Cheez-Its that's going to you already, Kev, but you are trying to win that €1,000 by getting on top of that leaderboard. In order to do that, you need to say the word Cheez-It the longest.
Now, you need to include the it at the end, I believe. You can't just bail on cheese.
No, so don't run out of breath.
You need to hear it at the end, and yeah. It's a significant time to beat.
It is indeed. This has been getting higher and higher every week. And yesterday, Chilla absolutely smashed it. 26.1 seconds. You're going to need to take a hell of a deep breath, Kev, before you get into this. And we're going to count you down. Are you ready to go?
Okay, yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1, hit it.
What have we got? Okay.
Kev, we can reveal your time was 18.69 seconds, I'm afraid. You haven't done it, but you have won a box of Cheez-Its. But Chilla, you've won €1,000.
Yes, for the win! Yes!
Congratulations, Chilla. Commiserations, Kev. It was that heavy weekend, I think.
Yeah, it was Portugal that did it.
That was it.
Good shout. Good shout, Kev.
Chilla, you have the best pipes in Dublin.
All right, yeah. Well,
what are you going to spend the €1,000 on, Chilla?
Oh, stop it. Between Christmas and bills and moving house, I've spent before I've gotten it, so don't worry about it.
It's
already gone.
Hope it takes a bit of the pressure
off.
Listen, Chilla, thanks a million again. Sorry, Kev. Have a great weekend, guys.
You. Bye. Good luck, lads. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, let draw it down.
I wonder how we'd get on there. So 18 point something he got, and she obviously did the win on 21.
26.
26.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Incredible.
I don't know if we can beat that, but will we give it a go?
Callum, count us in there. Let's see.
It's going to be really annoying radio. Please, if we do this, you have to promise not to turn it off.
Why don't you all try it at home as well?
Yeah, let's all do it together, Dublin.
It's the communal cheese.
Big, deep breath now.
Okay, here we go.
Don't forget, you got to say it at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, on 1, 3, 2, 1. Going. I don't think Justin Davis saying anything.
Oh!
Both the Woods with a joint tie at 34.5 seconds.
Yeah,
you're not winning the cash, though.
And Ashling has better lungs than us, am I right? So you should think.
Oh, wow. We should be singers, Emma. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Artemas, and I like the way you kiss me on spin.
Question for you. I have to get aftershave after the show today because I'm really, really running low, like zero left. I'm at the point where the bottle is turned to the side and I'm spraying. Is it true or have I dreamt it that you can bring the bottle into a perfume shop or into an aftershave shop and they'll refill the bottle? Have you ever heard of that?
Maybe
is that
with
a
certain
thing?
Brands.
Yeah, is that
I'd
only
say
certain
some
brands?
Of the posh brands.
This is Lacoste.
Yeah. But do you think
because it Lacoste nothing?
But do you think Boots has vats of Lacoste that they can just squeeze in? Yeah. I think if you go to Joe Malone.
Yeah.
In Brian Thomas or something.
Oh, yeah. I wish we could do that with all of them. I would just fill up the little perfume that you get. I'd throw it into a Chanel bottle.
Yeah, there you go.
Good,
that's what I was thinking. If I go into the perfume shop, because there's one in Stephen's Green, so I could just be like, can you refill that? I feel like a dope going in with the empty bottle, can I have more, please? It's like when you're in America and you get free refills.
Do you know what, Dave? Do that and let us know how you get
on. Yeah. I love you going in with the Lacoste bottle as well. No offense. Yeah.
I'll actually have the Gucci there.
Institution Hill.
Thank you, Bella. The other way, we're also scared of getting old.
Yeah.
I'm not anymore.
Oh, good.
I'm not anymore at all.
Because you're there.
Cannot...
Oh, Emma. You walked yourself into that one. It's a trap.
I can't wait to be an old age pensioner, learning this after spending a week with them on my holidays. I'll tell you more after 8.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning. 3, 2, 1.
TGIF is all I say.
Oh, woo-hoo! Yes.
After my 2-day working week.
Let's go weekend.
Yeah.
What's the crack?
2 days on, 2 days off. Lucky thing.
I know. It's nice, isn't it?
It's a job. I have had quite a week myself. I was telling you earlier in the week that I was starting rehearsals for a new musical, Sweeney Todd.
Oh, that was last night.
It was last night.
And also not Tuesday.
And not Tuesday, which is what I went to first. But I did show up last night at the right time in the right place and it went very well. However, tonight there's more action.
Oh.
Choir's back, lads.
Oh, no.
Choir is back.
I feel like you're giving yourself nodes and at this point, it's kind of your fault.
Yeah, I know. I can't stop, won't stop.
Actually, would you not just choose one?
Not to
for
all
now,
different when you're crew and the choir to the musical.
The priest needs her.
I know. But what about the nodes?
The nodes will be grand. They'll sort themselves out. Eventually.
She's been sweating about these nodes for 6 months. Now that
they're
now
getting
that
better,
it's back to this time of year again. She's just throwing it all out the window.
Yeah. And they're getting better. Be grand. So choir's back
on a Friday night. On a Friday night. How sexy!
We're rehearsing in a pub now.
Oh, right.
So that's kind of good.
We should do this show from a pub.
We should.
God help everyone trying to have a quiet drink on a Friday night and you're there singing away.
Well, this is why they'll be annoyed with us, because we're preparing for our Christmas concert.
Okay. Oh, no, you're Christmas tune.
So we'll be singing tonight, bit of Silent Night, bit of Mary Did You Know.
Oh, no.
Bit of White Christmas.
Avoid at all costs,
Bit of White Winter Hymnal.
I was going to say, tell everyone the pub that you're doing it in so that they can avoid it, but that's not really fair on business there.
No, it's really not.
Go and find out for yourself.
So for the past week, I've been going around listening to Christmas songs to prep for the rehearsal. I don't love it.
No. I feel merry?
I will say to people, if you attend a Christmas choral service this year, just remember, these people have been listening to these songs since September.
Okay, fair.
So give them a pat on the back. They're the real heroes.
Yeah. Hit music now. You'll get this
thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashling. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, Chapel Roan there and Hot to Go. Good morning.
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 We're all here and over the last few days I was in Spain. I was telling you before, my granddad lives over there, has done for 45 years.
Wow.
We figured out together the other day. Yep. Left Dublin then. So myself and my boyfriend Jack, we went over on Saturday morning. I had 3.5 days, got Saturday evening, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then flew out of there lunchtime Wednesday. But I have discovered, and obviously because my granddad lives there, I've always gone to the same little part, a little village.
Yeah.
for my whole life, but I've never been there at this time of year. And from now on, I am going at this time of year.
Why?
Because it's OAP season, everybody.
Oops.
It's the OAP season, and I didn't know. Jack and I have come back from that holiday being like, I cannot wait not only to retire, but to be an OAP.
Yeah.
This lifestyle, man, bring it feckin' on is all I'll say.
I'm totally with you. I used to only go to the Canaries around October,
yeah,
and it was always just like, it was OAPs.
This is just the life. I don't have a pension sorted, but I'm getting on it probably today.
As of this holiday.
I need to get on this lifestyle.
And you know what's great? They all say, you're so young. You're so young.
No, Dave, the positives are just so endless, right? Number one, when you're mooching around on the prom or going into a coffee shop or whatever, and it's hot, you know, it's hot, you're already kind of sweaty and uncomfortable, but it's fine because everyone just walks so slow.
There's
it's
no rush.
Fine. There's no, like, honestly, at points we felt like kids kind of, you know, like walking on the curbs,
yeah,
with
yeah,
the slowness. Everything, the whole, everything we did was so slow because everyone around us, in the most respectful possible way,
they were just taking it
was,
easy.
Was so slow.
Nice.
You know what I mean, right? So that's the first one. When I met my granddad for a coffee one morning, which I've often done, but normally the village is a bit busier with young people and people in and out and stuff. It was just him.
Aye, and the ups. Don't need that.
It was just him and the ups. So the OAPs were just walking in and out. Hola, Patricio, ¿qué tal? Hola, hola, venga, venga, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, is this just your mornings? Every day? You just come here, meet the boys. Everyone just wanders in and out, has a little light chat, and then catch the newspaper and strolls home. Really slowly.
Bliss.
Oh man, just go back to bed for an hour. Yes, please.
Honestly, the dream.
The actual dream.
I bet you they're all wearing jumpers as well. What's with that?
You know what they had? Do you know what they had, Dave? They had little jumpers over their shoulders, just the two sleeves.
Oh,
I
wouldn't call the queen my aunt.
Yeah, oh, that's classy. Yeah.
Just in case it got a little bit nippy in 28 degrees, you know what I mean?
Yeah. In case it was a breeze.
On the beach, no young people, no loudness, no disrespect. But no kids.
Mm. Oh, brilliant.
Didn't see one bucket or spade in that whole 3.5 days. Not one bucket, not one spade. It was just bliss.
It'd be different if I was there.
I also need to give a huge shout out to Zimmer Frames. I think if the temperature rises above 15 degrees, 20 degrees anywhere, it should be among all ages that you're entitled to use a Zimmer Frame just to get around. It's very hot. It's a lot of pressure. You know that sticky heat?
Yeah, it's nice to have someone to lean on.
I want to lean on everything in the heat. And I just was like, I'm so jealous of your Zimmer Frame. It looks really nice.
I once went on a school tour and one of the lads rented one of them old people scooters.
Yes, please.
For a fiver.
Yeah.
For the day.
Yeah.
And he was going around with the teachers being like, seriously, Carl, will you get off the thing? He was like, no, miss, beep, beep.
We were sitting at a beach bar on, I think it was Sunday, right? So proper OAP day, coming down to the beach bar on a Sunday. It was literally, there was no, I think we were, I reckon 65 was the youngest, and it went up to like 95 or
100
people sitting around us. And we were just watching these people on the prom. There was two lads out on their OAP scooters.
Yeah.
And we were just looking, being like, imagine being like, popping in on your scooter, boom, boom, go for a spin down the prom. And just going for a little spin, the two of them, they were so cute. Finally, this was the big one, and I can't wait to feel like I belong in the world of bowls or bowling.
Bowls.
Right? Bowls, bowls.
Okay, you've jumped now.
Wow, well, yeah, you've gone head first.
Hop, skip, and a jump straight in.
Seriously, right? There was a caravan like park really close to where the apartment is. So we were kind of walking up Magda Little past that every day, and we ended up popping in. It was just really handy and within walking distance to the apartment. We were popping in for a coffee or a breakfast or whatever, but you'd pass on the way to Lidl at 8 o'clock in the morning and the bowls were underway. Mm. Right,
yeah.
8 a.m. they were all out.
Wow.
You'd pass back maybe at 5 o'clock, as I said, to go for a drink or something close by. The games would be continuing, right? So we sat down at 8 o'clock one morning because Jack really wants to play and wants to get involved. So we started just asking random questions. These were like, say, English people retired or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, like, what are the rules? How does it work? Trying to get an invite, didn't get an invite in. And I said, how do you know which rule is yours? And she was like, look, do you not see the different designs on all of them?
Oh, very nice.
So they all have different markings and stuff. But this is a gang of 12 to 20 people that meet every day.
And tell me,
to play bowls.
Is this the one they throw or they roll?
Whatever you want once it gets closer to the little rego.
Okay.
That's all good. I learned.
Different tactics. My friend actually plays bowls in Dublin with some friends. She's young. So she shouldn't be.
She's a young 70.
I think you're killing the vibe for me, Aisling. But listen, if you don't have a pension, let's all get on that now. Okay? Because bulls must be played, or bulls. I still don't know. But I just want that lifestyle. I'm so relaxed even talking about it.
Sounds amazing.
Time to come back to life. Here's Sabrina Carpenter. Please, let's spin. I know I have good choice.
It's fully charged. Recharged. This morning, we'd love you to let us know. How do you bribe your pets to do stuff?
Okay.
087-711-1038. Get in touch. We love your WhatsApp voice notes on this. How do you bribe your pets to do stuff? I'm interested in this because we have a very specific bribe treat that we use for the cat, Mr. Plops. Mr. Plops is owned by a restaurant on my street. It's not actually my cat, but spends a lot of time in my apartment. Mm-hmm. Because we don't own the cat, we have to put Mr. Plops out at the end of the night. And we've kind of gotten into this routine where we give her a little treat when she goes out. We could just pick her up and, pardon the pun, plop her out on the ground. Mm-hmm. But we don't. So we've kind of gotten into this routine of giving her a beef stick. Have you ever seen the sticks for cats?
Yeah.
Like jerky.
Yeah, I feel like it's like something that you could just very easily picture even though you've never seen before. It's just like a piece of meat.
No.
You're not getting it, bro. You're not getting it.
So they come with this like lovely little package and you pop each stick out. Each one by one. It's got its own little pulley thing.
Right,
So every time we send Mr. Plops out, it's with one of these beef sticks. And we're in a routine now so much so that if we run out of beef sticks and we have to put her out with nothing, when you put her out, she goes looking all around the ground for where the stick usually falls.
And then you just pass away from guilt.
Yeah, and then you feel so bad because she's just so cute. And so this is kind of a bit of a deluxe treat to be given her every single time.
Yeah, are they spending enough?
We give her out. It's like maybe like 150 for maybe like 10.
Okay.
So it's like you're having to buy them every 2 weeks or whatever. And I'm starting to think that maybe we have this cat spoiled rotten, because a couple of weeks ago when I was in America, I was over in my boyfriend Alex's auntie's house and she had a cat and she was putting the cat out. And she threw the cat one single cat crunchy out the door and the cat feckin' flew in. I was like, Mr. Plops wouldn't even sniff at a single kernel of crunchy.
What is that? Just what they eat normally?
Yeah, do you know, like dry food?
Yeah.
So like this is different now, Dave. This is like loads of little tiny little crunchy little balls.
Yeah, I'm getting it, yeah.
So one crunchy Mr. Plops wouldn't go for at all. So we have the cat spoiled. So this is why I'm interested. Do you bribe your pet with something more elaborate than a beef stick, or perhaps something less elaborate? 087-711-1038. What are your classic pet bribes?
Okay.
Some pets have become used to absolute
glamour. I'd say there's people listening fuming that like you, that woman, your boyfriend's auntie, only has to do a single little thing.
I know. I
think there's people making full 6-course meals, you know, for their cat to go outside.
Yeah, chicken legs for the dogs. Mm. Yeah.
But even when you're training them, you know, as well, like even if it is a dog, there's like certain treats as well people might get used to when you're trying to teach them the paw. Yeah.
So
stuff
true.
Like that as well, that maybe got a spenny at times.
I know, this woman is like a pet genius.
Yeah, very clever.
With single crunch.
And Becky Hill and Indestructible. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, David, Aisling. By all accounts, a very good gig last night from Becky Hill. It's a 3-3.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Yeah,
it
seemed to be. This morning, we're asking you, how do you bribe your pets to do stuff? 087-711-1038. Get your voice notes over to us. I was telling you that we're in a bit of a routine where I give Mr. Plops, our kind of local cat, a beef stick when she goes out. But I know of another woman who gets her cat to do things by just a single crunchy. So I feel like I've trained Mr. Plops all wrong. So we want to know, how do you bribe your pets?
Maria was on.
My 16-year-old cat, he goes crazy for chicken. So if I get a cooked chicken, he just goes mental. He's the happiest cat in the world. And the kitten that I have, she's obsessed with balls. Anytime she sees a new ball, she's just really happy. So yeah, chicken and balls.
Chicken balls.
Oh my God, wait until you throw a chicken ball out there. The two of them will go ballistic. All right, that's pretty deluxe, I think, a cooked chicken. Yeah. How do you bribe your pets? 087-711-1038. Get in touch.
By saying, get out!
Yeah. Asking you this morning, how do you bribe your pet on 087-711-1038? Get in touch. I was telling you this because we're in a pretty much fixed routine now with Mr. Plops, the cat that kind of hangs out by our apartment. That when we have to put her out, we give her a cat beef stick. She won't go anywhere near the door unless unless there's a beef stick out there. However, I know someone else who gets their cat to do things by just a single crunchy kernel, and I wish I was that good of a pet owner that I could have bribed her with a much cheaper alternative.
I feel I could actually even beat that one crunch.
Oh yeah?
My dog is so thick, you just show him a tennis ball. And he'll be like, okay, where are we going?
Really?
Just, I'm like, oh yeah, go upstairs. Come downstairs. Go outside. Yeah. Anything you want.
No, sit
on the chair. There's a ball.
Okay, but wait. What about this? My sister's dog. It doesn't even have to be a ball. It just looks like you're throwing something.
Yeah. That's mean. That's evil.
Oh my God.
Laura was on.
I'm the exact same as Aisling. We have to bribe them to get out of the room every night with those beef sticks. I get them from Lidl. They're about 150. But my sister's always giving out to me that I've spoiled the two cats. But also, what's wrong with that? They're just cats. Like, what's going to happen if I spoil them? Love the show.
Hey, are you going to become like? Yeah, are they going to become meaner?
Yeah, they're
already cats.
Spoiled personality. Yeah. Not share their toys.
Yeah, it's not like a kid when you spoil a kid.
Oh God,
yeah.
Think about when they go to school. Oh God,
they're
the embarrassing.
Be so privileged.
Just little brats
with horses. We were kids as well. You just shake a bucket, and that. Like,
yes, you know, I've seen that before.
That's the big thing. If they're in a massive field and they're not going to come to you, they're like, nope. If you're looking for me, you want to either exercise me or put me inside. They don't want that.
God, I'm so Egypt, aren't I?
Yeah.
Now,
deluxe beef sticks.
I'd never be too mean. I'd always have a few little bit of feet.
Are you getting the deluxe beef sticks?
Oh yeah, nothing but the best.
Sarah is standing by. How do you spoil your pet, Sarah?
Oh yeah, so I've three dogs, but Bobby is the most bold.
Okay.
So he won't do anything at all for me unless he gets either a dog biscuit, a rich tea biscuit, or a piece of cheese. And so I had run out of all of those things last night.
No.
And he wouldn't come in from the garden for me. So I had to get, he loves toys as well. So I had to give him a Halloween decoration to get him to come in for me.
Ah, for God's sake.
That is a spoiled dog.
Oh my God, you're a sucker, Sarah.
Yeah.
I know, I'm the worst. And it was like a plush purple ghost. So it's like a teddy, but it's destroyed and it's all over my house, all the stuffing now.
God.
But I got him in from the garden.
Why doesn't he want to come in? Because the second I put my dog out, he just wants to get back in the house, like just to be with us. I can't believe you have to bribe your dog to get back in the house.
Especially it was so cold last night.
He loves it outside. He thinks there's something behind the fence, and we've got the foxes around.
Right.
So he really wants to get at that fox that he can smell. And sometimes I've neighbour children, and when they're playing in their garden, he wants to be in the garden with them playing.
Okay.
So, I think you have them all wrong. I think Bobby wants to see the Northern Lights last night.
Yeah.
He had one ambition in his dog life, so I'll see the Northern Lights, and you ruined it, Sarah.
I think Bobby knows he gets cheese when he comes in.
Yeah.
Cheers, honey.
Absolutely does know. Yeah. He's very clever.
Off the shop, Sarah. With you now, Sarah. Go get some cheese.
Will do. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. How do you bribe your pet? The question this morning. Producer Callum.
So my girlfriend Jess has a rabbit called Harvey, and I'm
kind of...
You
need to stop saying that. Your girlfriend Jess
He's our rabbit. His name is Harvey. He's fantastic. But rabbits can be very stubborn. Male rabbits can be especially...
They kind of like hit their feet against the floor sometimes, don't they? Yeah.
So if we ever need to get him out of anywhere, maybe into his box to go into the vets or something, I came up with this thing that is... It's not a new thing. It's Hansel and Gretling. It's leaving little bits of treats in a path motion that leads to the box.
Oh my God.
And it reminds me of, there's a really obscure Family Guy bit where it's like, ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. It was where you leave the bits on the floor.
Yeah.
And so he has these like little minty hay nuggets that you leave. I've tried a couple of times to get him to eat the food and then go into his box, and you leave a couple of in his box as well. He hops up to the box and then moves away.
No way.
So he's playing the game so well. He's getting the bribe and then not getting the end goal.
Can you not just pick him up and put him in the box?
He's fast and speedy, and he'll bite you and run away.
Honestly,
he's lovely.
I feel like it's your fault for getting a rabbit.
Leave him alone, all right?
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey there. Thank God it's Friday.
Weekend. Yeah, thank God for that.
Do you remember at the start of September, I was a real pain in the hole, and I kept talking about how... you know, it's all about the September reset, and
Do you remember Emma being a pain in the hole?
Well, it's not that I remember; it's that she just kind of always is.
rude.
Oh, go on.
In September, I was talking a lot about staying in and keeping it chill and how, like, ways to enjoy your rent and everything after a crazy summer. Well, I didn't take any of that on board. And I actually looked through my calendar this morning and I'm probably open to correction, obviously, not that you guys know, but, like, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty confident that this weekend is the first time that I will be staying put in Dublin with no plans outside of Dublin, without my niece or anything with me, in about 3.5 months.
Oh, wow. My God.
I was thinking, like, only recently that these next few weekends are the weekends that I have nothing on for. I think next 2 weeks I have nothing on, and then it's just carnage until Christmas.
Until Christmas. Is it?
Insane.
I have, like, 3 weeks back to back in November. But anyway, apart from that, nothing this weekend. I am so
excited. Are you so excited?
Oh, no, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Are you going to go out?
No.
You're not even going to go for the pub?
Me and Emer are having a movie night tonight, my housemate.
Yeah, nice.
I have a boxing class booked in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on Saturday, Ashley.
That's a real commitment to the movie night.
Then that I think is, I'm on my own Saturday evening. Just going to mooch, maybe watch another movie. Sunday, I booked in another boxing class.
Do you know what? It's the time to go out on a lovely walk.
It is,
the
Ashley.
Bloody trees.
The bloody trees are looking very good.
The bloody sun. Doesn't matter. If you have enough of a coat on you, it's lovely.
Nice,
it's
mom. Fresh.
Yeah.
So remember when Spin was a cool young station?
If you have enough of a coat.
And then they got Emma, Dave and Ashley on. Oh, I love 4 degrees walks now.
No plans. Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm going to watch a movie.
I'm going to go to a class in the morning and just curl up on the couch. I can.
I'm going out, lads. Don't worry. I'll represent. This is one of those moments where you're never going to be able to look at someone the same.
Oh no.
This is, I was on Instagram yesterday scrolling along and up came suggested accounts to follow.
Okay.
And what suggested account to follow was What Would You Do Podcast, and I was like, interesting, a new podcast perhaps, and I clicked into it and it said What Would You Do Podcast is a podcast hosted by Callum Farmer and Jess Spencer, who is Callum's girlfriend.
What would you do if you just call it What Would You Do. Please call it, if you're going to roast the podcast, at least call it by its proper name.
What Would You Do If. I'm so sorry. So I went onto this podcast page and I was like, please tell me that the episodes are still there. There was a link tree in the bio. I clicked that and it was like, here's to go to Spotify, listened on Spotify, and I was like, great, the episodes are still there. I would have deleted them. But I used to have a YouTube channel. No one could ever find even a hint of those videos.
Oh, what I would pay. Oh, my God.
So I went on to Callum's podcast. It was called What Would You Do If Podcast. And the whole gist of the podcast is what would you do in certain situations? Mm. Do you know what I mean?
And it's actually a pretty good concept.
It is an interesting concept.
Executed terribly.
When was it done?
I want to say this was 2019.
What happened to you? That's sad that you were terrible at things.
Yeah, you got much better.
Yeah, no, I give up. If I'm not good at something, I give up. I couldn't think on the fly.
How long were you and Jess together when you started this podcast?
Maybe a year and a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't even COVID. You've no excuse.
No.
Well, I thought we'd play a game, Callum, to see how good your memory is and to see if you can remember what you would do in certain situations.
I remember that I was terrible at this and I was like, I don't know what I'd do. Like, that's rubbish.
That's the whole point of the podcast.
We start with episode one and it was, what would you do if aliens attacked? So this was the question.
But like, if little green man came out of the sky in a ship tomorrow and landed on the earth, honestly, I...
What is that end of that sentence?
What
honestly,
would I say... I sound so much different there, I think. I feel like I sound younger. I would say I'd let them take me.
You say you'd let them take you?
Yeah.
Let's see if he's right.
But, like, if little green man came out of the sky in a ship tomorrow and landed on the Earth, honestly, I don't know what I would do, which is a really bad thing to start this podcast with.
That was episode one. Episode one, the question was, what would you do if aliens attack? His first answer is, I don't know what I do.
The whole idea of the podcast is that you tell people what you do in certain situations. And this man, this English man, has the neck.
I don't know what I do.
All right, let's go. Get this over and done with.
All right, here we go with question two. It was, what would you do if you were lost in an unfamiliar city? And Callum kind of took it in his own way. Have a look.
But say you took me from Dublin, took me to like Morocco or somewhere. I think I would just...
What would you do if you were lost in an unfamiliar city?
I think I remember this, and I think I said either use my phone or speak to someone.
Well, that's the...
What?
Let's have a listen and see if he's right.
But say you took me from Dublin, took me to like Morocco or somewhere. I think I would just have to speak to someone to see
if they knew how to get me to a safe place.
Grace,
that is terrible.
You bored.
What would you do if you were lost in an unfamiliar city? I'd probably just talk
to
someone.
You know exactly what that sounds like. That sounds like what junior infants would do. If you're lost, you know, go to a safe place.
This is a weird one. Episode 3 was, what would you do if you were in a plane crash? Have a listen to how Callum sets it up.
What would you do if you were in a plane crash? Now, let me just paint a picture of where I stand.
Where I stand on plane crashes.
I love watching the documentary.
You did go on a little bit of a tangent. I edited some of the answer out. But the gist of the answer was,
I'd probably die. I don't know. What would you do if you were in a plane crash?
I think it was the build-up.
To be in the plane crash. Brace yourselves, head between the knees.
How long were these podcast episodes?
About 30 minutes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Have a listen to Callum's answer.
What would you do if you were in a plane crash? Now, let me just paint a picture of where I stand. I think, just for me, I would try and get onto my phone and then I'd be told off that you've still got to keep on airplane mode. I hate myself.
I hate you too.
In fairness,
I just want to see where I stand. Just one more time.
What would you do if you were in a plane crash? Now, let me just paint a picture of where I stand. I think, just for me, I would try and get onto my phone and then I'd be told off that you've still got to keep on airplane mode.
Just for me now.
That'd be just me personally.
But you know what? We're about to crash, but I'd be told off for being off
airplane. In fairness, the podcast was educational because Jess then went on to find out what you should actually do.
Okay.
So that was at the very start, and then we learn about what you should do.
Okay.
So I still hate myself.
The gold is at the start.
I'm going to make sure that is deleted.
It's what would you do if podcast? Go look it up quick.
Send your favorite.
I resign.
What would you do? What would you do if we kept going?
I would probably walk out.
This new feature will be on the show 9:20 each weekday morning, Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, Ashling. And what would you do with Callum?
No.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Ash, imagine if you discovered tomorrow that Beyonce just loves crocheting.
I'd be delighted.
Wouldn't you be really happy about that? You'd be like, I'm absolutely thrilled.
I'd be a bit of you.
Didn't know she was into this.
Didn't know we had so much in common.
Imagine if you discovered she knitted cat scarves.
Ah, stop.
I know. You wouldn't believe
it. That'd be too much.
It's like, Dave, imagine if you discovered Ronaldo loved Pure Power Nutrition.
I don't like Ronaldo anymore.
Damn, thought I had to there.
No, because they'd send him all the foods. I want them.
Okay, well, listen, there's got to be some random subset of Drake fans who are also passionate about fly fishing.
Very few, I would imagine.
Well, sorry, we can do you too, Emma. Imagine Kendrick loved horses.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
I'd be happy with that.
Just wanted to give you your own experience.
Thank you very much. I was just trying to imagine I'm on a horse and look good in my head. I was distracted there. So for those few select people who like fly fishing and like Drake's music, today is a big day because the worlds have finally collided. There is a magazine, would you believe, called The Drake. And The Drake is a fishing magazine. It's a quarterly, really long running, all about fly fishing. It's really big. And gracing the cover of this next season.
Yeah.
No.
Is Drake himself. Would you believe? Dressed head to toe in really cool clothes, holding a fishing rod. Obviously, he's had a very interesting few months. His reputation has been doing so well.
Now, when you say really cool clothes, are you trying not to offend? Does he look crap?
No, he looks really good.
Is he wearing fishing overalls?
Yeah, but cool fishing clothes. Like, I must say, have a look there.
I will. I'm going to Google because I don't believe you.
Yeah, he's standing in the middle of a river, dressed in fishing gear. He's got a rod in one hand and looking like he's trying to make a catch. And as I said, he has had a turbulent few months in his career on the back of the kind of Kendrick beef that's been going on. So maybe this is marking a more peaceful time of his career.
He's feeling zen.
A little bit more zen is the word, people online saying the trout pappy, because he's obviously called Champagne Pappy on Instagram.
Very good.
We finally got the Drake on the Drake magazine, said someone else. What a time to be alive. I had a look online to see if in any of his interviews ever
has he mentioned his love for fly fishing? And from my search this morning, I haven't been able to come up with anything.
How much did you
money
search?
Talks.
I searched that ice skating seems to be a hobby of his.
Okay.
Harry Potter, if that's a hobby. He's big into Harry Potter.
Yeah, team. Some people would consider it a hobby.
A hobby. Loves basketball, enjoys painting. No sign of fishing of any kind. Never mind the specifics of fly fishing. So I presume the Drake, the magazine, pull out the big books for our Drake. But I don't know. I don't know. But it got me. What, did you find him?
I did find it. And
I think he looks great.
Yeah. Ash, I'm going to give you this photo. I'm going to ask you to describe what you see.
He looks like Tony the Tiger from Frosty's.
He's wearing
or Tigger, yeah.
Yeah, Tigger and Winnie the Pooh.
He's wearing like a big raincoat that like looks like a tiger.
Yeah.
But then he's wearing cool like Nike fish and tracksuit bottoms. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
He's not really blending in. No. Let's say that.
I think he looks cool.
I think a fish would see him from a mile away.
Yeah, that's true. It got me thinking about other magazines. Obviously, the Drake and Drake Works. Mm. And obviously, there's not loads of magazines called Charlie XCX, the new edition. So it's going to be a little bit tricky. But I was thinking, with a bit of a reach, what we could make work in terms of cover stars for certain magazines based on their name. So OK Magazine. Clearly, it's got to be Okur.
Okur. Oh, very good.
Very good.
I was thinking the Take Break magazine. You know, you'd find it in any doctor's reception or
Ross
office.
And Rachel.
Oh, it was right there. Silly me. I was thinking Rihanna with the extended break for music career.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was like a Ross and Rachel.
Well, thanks, Dave. Goss.ie. Blake Lively.
Yeah, Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl. Thank you.
I was thinking Ryan Gosling.
Ireland's Own. The actress, of course, who keeps claiming to be Irish.
Iowa Debris.
Yeah. From The Bear. Very good.
She'd be great on the Ireland Zone.
I'd love that.
Yeah. Kiss Magazine. We loved it as teenagers here in Ireland.
Yeah.
Kisses is obviously very synonymous with Sabrina Carpenter at the moment because all of her marketing is marks on her body. And the RTE Guide. The Oireachtas Committee. The crew to guide RTE.
Or Hello Magazine. Adele.
Oh, you should have done this. You're listening to Spin Good Morning.
Spins Fully Charged. Recharged.
Ash, when you were away last week in the last couple of Fridays, Dave has decided we don't sing the intro to one more tune anymore.
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
What?
We've decided that it's really, really uncool. I've had people come to me and be like, I love your show, but when you sing, I want to turn it off.
Lies.
Swear.
Absolute lies.
So
when you sing, when I sing, they love it.
No. They love when you sing, you know, your little silly songs. you know, about Bridget and about Dame Judi Dench. And stuff. They love that. But when you sing more tune, they want to turn off.
Okay.
I kind of like to challenge them.
Even when you were away, producer Callum wouldn't back me up, so it just stopped. It was awful.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a sad state of affairs.
With no further ado, welcome to One More Tune. Once a week, myself, Dave and Ash, we go head to head and we want our song, our pick to launch the weekend, but we need your votes and your help to get it there. We all tend to go for different genres, and this week I'm going back to 2018. SZA, Kendrick Lamar, and All the Stars. Maybe the night then my tears might let me know. All the stars are gold. All the stars are gold. If you want to hear that in full, please give me a hand. It's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
I have gone for this. Calling back to you. Arctic Monkeys and Do I Wanna Know. And do I wanna know if you want to play us the last song on the show? Yes, I do. You should text now immediately Dave to 087 711 1038 in a WhatsApp, please and thank you.
I've gone for a bit of a ballad this week. I've gone for this. Adele and Set Fire to the Rain. I'm just feeling a sing-song today, especially after being told I'm not allowed anymore. So if you also feel like you'd enjoy that moment, it's Adele. It's Ashley. Get a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Okay, just round the room again. I have gone for SZA and Kendrick Lamar's All the Stars. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please. Come on.
I've gone for Arctic Monkeys and Do I Wanna Know. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Adele, Set Fire to the Rain. If you want to hear it, it's Ashling to 087 711 1038.
I was barely here this week, so I presume the two of you get more of a roasting on the worst bits this week.
I'd say you probably gave plenty of material of your own, but we will see.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go on.
Then let us begin. What a week it's been. I only spent 2 days at work.
Yeah,
Emma only spent 2 days at work.
Yay!
And it's only 74 days until the big C word. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
Callum's birthday? Christmas.
Callum's birthday is actually 59 days.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, 69 days.
Who's counting, though?
Me. We start with Accent Corner this week on The Worst Bits. Emma's returned from her holidays and ended up doing the show in Waterford with a very peculiar accent.
Ah, lads, sure we didn't win a single thing last week. I'm not going to brag about it still.
Not even 24 hours in Waterford and she returns to her country roots.
No, wait. Not even 24 hours in Waterford. And she sounds like she's from Cork.
Yeah. Sure, we didn't even know that, though.
Very true. It wasn't the only weird accent this week. Aisling's turning into Dick Van Dyke.
Penny buys a bottle, might as well. I'm trying to not always be two completely different versions of myself because it's exhausting. And I tell you here and now, girls, we never say hello for you. Isn't it a crime they let these urchins clog the pavement?
I have no idea what I missed, but I have FOMO and I will be listening to Fully Charged Recharge.
It was excellent. It was very, very good.
I was practicing for my new musical, Sweeney Todd. Dave was helping me with my Cockney accent.
Mm. I was going to say, you could have asked me for any help with any English accent.
Well, you don't come to work anymore.
2 years on the show, and Dave is finally letting his guard down and getting very vulnerable.
My name is David, and I have a verruca. I hate saying that, but I've said a lot worse on this show, I suppose.
Wow, dude.
And then the day later, I talk about how I did an STI test as well. Yeah. So I'm getting very vulnerable.
I'm so proud of you. And finally, in a worst bits first, exclusive. Dun, 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 dun.
I love a worst bits first.
We're throwing it back to the middle of last week because Aisling wasn't here last Friday to be humiliated by this clip. It's time to revisit a clip from the Bantasaurus Rex.
I'm off to Spain on Saturday.
Banter. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I can't wait. Very excited.
Banter?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that'd be good banter. Sorry.
Explain.
Oh, my God, banter. Yeah, that'd be great banter for her. That's not weird. The Archbishop of Banterbury. Would you like me to say that instead? If in doubt, double down.
I brought this up last week when you weren't here and I feel like you need a right to reply. I love that you started saying OMG and then you said, oh, my God, just to not go that far.
OM, oh my God.
OM God. When that video went up on our Instagram and my friend replied and was like, oh my God, you do say banter a lot.
Aisling is cringe. I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits.
Very good.
To get your votes in for one more tune. What is going to be your winner for one more tune this week? I've gone for Kendrick Lamar and SZA, that massive hit, All the Stars. That's Emma in a WhatsApp.
I've gone for Arctic Monkeys and Do I Want to Know. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Adele, Set Fire to the Rain. If you want to hear that, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
She was pictured walking around somewhere in America with Paul Mescal the other day.
Was she again?
Yeah, wearing a jumper that was half on, half off, but not in a cool way.
Oh.
But she made it look cool. And I was like, why do celebrities always half dress themselves and look cool? And if I want to do that, I just look really, really bad.
Not in a cool way is the worst thing anyone's ever said to someone. Not in a cool way.
But she still managed to pull it off. Let's get the results of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma, you had a stinker this morning. You got 15%
no.
with your Kendrick and SZA song. Dave, you came second with 32% of the vote. So with a whopping 53% of the vote and get ready to belt out the ballads is Aisling Bonner. Well done, Aisling. I'm so proud
of
you.
Well done, Ash.
Adele, Set Fire to the Rain. Catch you Monday. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.